I am Matt King, creator of The World of Steam.
This is Dust Bunny, pro cosplayer.
Hi, this is Lady Croft 3, creator of LinkSaveZelda.com.
Hey, this is Jeff Keane, design director of Sandswept Studios, currently working on The Deadlinger, and you're listening to Idiot Gamers Quest Update.
Hello, fellow geeks and gamers. Welcome to yet another episode of Quest Update. I'm Brody.
I'm Corey.
I'm Laura.
And I'm...
Are you sure?
Well, normally someone would go and cut me off, so I thought I'd wait.
It sounded more like a question.
You have to admit, Brody, we rolled that off perfect. And
a little bit.
They fucking fucked it up. I've seen that.
I blame Trevor.
Trevor's fault. Yeah.
Well, yep. Totally. Let me tell you. By the way, I'm Trevor.
You have to leave this in the opening of this show.
Of course I am.
This is a blooper reel you all get to hear.
Here's the thing. Like, okay, like we go over the basic stuff before every show during the pre-show meeting, such as that is, because that in and of itself is a clusterfuck.
Screw you. I'm a Bosmer.
Okay. Trevor's playing The Elder Scrolls Online beta while we're doing the podcast, so that explains that.
We also have Talon here. He didn't get his chance, but we did.
But we go over the basic stuff during the pre-show meeting, and it's still like still such a clusterfuck. And then there's Talon, who's the interniest of all the interns.
Should we do when we do Awakened Gaming? We should probably do it in order of how we introduce ourselves.
I think that's a good idea.
That's also a really good idea because, you know, usually I'm just sitting there going, anybody?
Yeah.
Ludo Callherd.
Yeah. Bueller.
God damn it. Probably dull as a shit.
I had to. That movie's fucking epic.
Okay. Yes, let Pretty Man get on with his week.
Although usually I go last.
So yeah, usually.
I don't know. Should I go first this time?
I can go first if you don't want to.
I can too.
Go ahead with Corey's.
Okay. I've been doing. I just started Battlefield 4. I finally picked it up. Mm-hmm. I've met some people snowboarding that play the game, and they're cool. So, you know, there you go. I got it. Bam. Old game. Whatever. I got a game that Brody is trying to get the dev guy on show for called Banished. And
yeah, there's really cool. This is awesome. Okay, there's one guy who made the entire game, did everything.
Yep.
I've been trying to get him on show, and I can't get a hold of him.
We'll find a way. We will. That is our goal.
Yeah, there should be a review of Banished up on our website. One of our writers, Matt, was really excited about it and wanted to review it, but I don't know if he actually has yet.
If he hasn't, I'll write up a review. Somebody should check on that. Intern, go check.
Yes.
Type.
Bring up a pencil.
Yeah, it occurs to me that, you know, we have an intern who doesn't actually do anything.
He doesn't do anything.
Except intern things.
Yes.
He doesn't even do intern
he
things.
He gets killed by the Pope.
Yep, and
I was found out.
Yeah.
Let me see. What else have I been doing? I'm doing Wargame Air Land Battle. Right now, I have all the volume off and stuff, and I'm playing with my buddy that's in the army, and he's totally not paying attention, so I'm trying to hold an entire, like, 12 or 13 mile stretch with limited units right now.
You should kill him.
Well, trust me, if I had planes left, I would bomb his troops, but all I have left is anti-radar missiles, so, you know, I can't attack ground units with those, unfortunately.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because that's usually what happens when, you know, people stop paying attention.
Yeah,
they die.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in this, it's massive war setting, too. Like, he's moving stuff up now a little bit, but nah. I think our fucking defense line's going to fold, but yeah.
I was playing a D&D game at a comic shop about 20 miles away from where I live. This was years and years and years ago. And I was running the game. I was the DM. And this one guy just kept getting up and playing the arcade machines in the middle of the game.
That's
so
offensive.
Yeah. So what I did is I had a giant purple hand come out from the sky, from the heavens, and squash his character. When he returned to the table, he was a puddle of goo. And he wondered why. And I said, because you weren't fucking paying attention.
Here's a question. And this is directed both to my fellow podcasters and the audience as well. When you do tabletop gaming, do you have a no cell phone rule?
Oh, I totally do.
I want to.
You want to?
But I haven't run a game in the past 200,000 quintillion years.
Okay. So. Don't you run like three games?
No, I participate in like four.
I thought you ran them all.
No, I don't have a no cell phone rule because I have a 74-year-old father.
I will talk about those
See,
games
that,
in my
That's completely game. Understandable, Trevor.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I mean, when I say no cell phones, here's my definition of it. It's not going to be on your person, but if it starts ringing and it says, like, mom or dad or whatever.
Yeah, so that's... That's an understandable thing. But if, you know, if it's in case of an emergency, you know, I totally get it.
Yep.
Or if it's an important call or whatever, I get it. But if you're sitting there fucking staring at your phone the entire time and texting away at whoever during the game,
or
you're dead.
Done.
You get no saving throws. You get no anything. You're dead.
This is what happens, kids, when you have a girlfriend.
The exception in
yes, you die.
In the groups I am is if your character is not part of the action, then you can do whatever. But as soon as you're involved, you drop whatever you have and play.
See, I can't even really say that that's a good idea, because even if your character isn't directly part of the action, you still kind of have to pay attention to what's going on.
Well, generally, they don't do that in the games I'm participating in. I do that, like, unashamedly, but I still manage to multitask, you know? And my DM does not care. And neither do the players. So
see, here's the thing. Some people can multitask like that.
Some can't.
Other people have a one-track mind, and if they're staring at their phones, fucking texting away and playing Flappy Bird or whatever the fuck it is.
Dude, I still have that on my phone. It's a collector's item now, as far as I know.
It is, because it's gone.
Watch what's going on, DS.
I've played so many internet fucking versions of it, but, you know, if you're staring at your phone doing whatever, some people can't pay attention to what's going on in the game, and then they're dead.
Yeah, and if you don't pay attention, well, that's on you.
Yeah.
It's like in real life, you know, for those of you that may be in the central Wisconsin area, I'm starting a paintball team with my buddy Shane, and, you know, if you don't pay attention in paintball, oh my God, you're dead.
You're dead.
You're fucking dead.
You're all kinds of dead, and it's going to hurt.
Yes, and then on top of this, you know, because you're not actually dead, your friends rag on you and punch you and beat the shit out of you because you weren't paying attention and you lost the fucking game. Congratulations.
So not only is it going to hurt, you know, because paintballs fucking hurt.
Yep. Well, depends.
You're going to get your ass handed to you, physically speaking, which is also going to hurt.
Yes.
So if you don't pay attention in paintball, it's going to hurt twicefold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we totally just got off on a really fucking bad tangent there, even though 20 minutes before the show, we said we were not going to do that.
I blame Corey and Brody, man.
Of course.
I do.
I won't take fault for this one, but
the phone
Actually,
thing?
No, this one, yeah, this was, one was a little bit more me, but anyway, I think, Corey, you are continuing with your weekend gaming.
Yes. Like I said, right now I'm playing War Game. By the way, we did just turn the enemy assault and steamrolled it, so... Yeah.
Right on.
What else have I been doing? I found out my new phone will not run my Final Fantasy touchscreen game, and I'm very disappointed because that game was fun as shit.
That sucks.
I would like.
I've had that happen.
Yeah, I'd roll over from a nap, and I'd be like, yeah, fucking killing shit out there. I can't do that anymore, so I'm sad.
I've had that happen. I've had, I downloaded Doom RPG. It was essentially, you know, crappy mobile remake of the original Doom, only slightly RPG-ified. And I had that, and I downloaded it, and the one phone that I had would not run it at all. And then the other phone I had would. Totally sucks. I guess, you know, I wish they would tell you before you downloaded a game if it's compatible with your fucking phone.
Yeah, and I mean, I have the Samsung S4 or whatever, because, like, you know, AT&T did this deal thing. It was really cool. So I got that, and I got a Samsung Galaxy Tab 2 or whatever the fuck, right? And I can play a lot of the games on my tablet, but not on my phone.
Right.
So it's like, they're the same thing. One's just bigger.
Yeah.
I don't fucking one plus one does not make two in this equation.
I know, right? It's so fucking weird.
Yep.
But anyway, anything else?
I did a little bit of War Thunder since the last time I've been on the show. Not much, a few hours, and then some Company of Heroes 2. We're trying to work on rapid deployment tactics for that game.
See, I only did the Company of Heroes 2 when it was free for that weekend on Steam.
Yep.
I have not actually bought the game yet. I just played it basically long enough to do the at-a-glance video for my channel. That's right. About it.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Not one thing.
And it's like, you know, I like the games. It's just I really suck at RTS games.
They're great. Well, we got to train you up, Brody. Right, you
know, I know. I'm like, I'm decent at like, what is it? Age of Empires?
Yep. Here's one for you. When the new war game comes out, I will get it for you as a gift. I know you still owe me money for the computer you bought for me, but I'll waive that and get you the game. Because right, Talon's getting it, so because he wants to play as the Japanese, and we'll find you. Well, you like Germans, so you can play the West Germans, or you can be the commie East Germans. You know.
Okay, Corey. Here's the problem. Wargame European Escalation is for people who already have extensively played RTS games. Mitch will probably not.
Yes,
play it very well.
This is a very true statement. However, me and my buddy Matt are really good at the game.
Yes.
And we will happily train you if you're willing. You know, we can set a time limit on the games, too. So,
of course.
It is what it is.
Yeah. It's fun. It just takes some getting used to.
It does. Like, I'm right now in satellite view on the Three Mile Island map.
It's not like traditional RTS. Like, you saw what I did in Red Alert when you guys got messed up and I was just sitting there in my base.
Yeah, you were just everywhere relaxing. Yeah, there is no bases in this game. There is no turrets. If, you know, something bad's going to happen to you, it's going to happen regardless of what you throw at it.
I've still got the game installed, so if Brody does this, if you get Brody the game and he's willing to learn, I could give it a shot again. But it's the tutorial, they keep...
Yeah, the tutorial sucked ass.
The tutorial is kind of garbage.
Yeah. Well, if it's a decent price on Steam, I may get it sometime in the near future. Anyway, if Corey's finished, we should get on with somebody else's.
My closing statement, Trevor, if you want to do a training game, if you have it installed, we can set one up after show and set it at a half hour with 6,000 kill points, and we'll run you down the basics.
I would, but there's a problem with that. I'm either going to be on the ESO beta or Guild Wars 2.
Well, if you guys do Guild Wars 2, I'll hop on that instead. But because I can be Nate free when I'm on Guild Wars 2, and I don't listen to his tinfoil hat things about what's going on in the Ukraine. So yeah,
and you know, I've got Guild Wars 2, and Talon has Guild Wars 2, and our buddy George has Guild Wars 2.
I've got a PS4.
Yes, Corey has Guild Wars 2. And Brody Man has Guild Wars 2, and we all have it.
Yep, okay.
That happens.
And whoever wants to...
We're totally...
Everyone, just shut the fuck up for like 2 minutes here. I'll be quick about this.
That's what she said.
Yeah, probably not to you, though. Anyways. Since the last time I was on the show, let's see, I got a PS4. I have Madden 25 and Assassin's Creed 4. I've been playing that quite a bit. Crusader Kings 2, I'm part of the Irish Kingdom, about to be taken over by the English.
Let's see,
what else have I been playing? Been playing a lot of GTA San Andreas, because why the fuck not? It's on my computer and it's really fun.
That game brings back good memories. Although I prefer Vice City, I think.
Oh, Vice City was the shit, are you kidding me? The only problem that the only thing I don't like about Vice City is that you're in a city based off Miami, but you can't swim.
Yeah, the whole no swimming thing bugged.
And then there's Vice City Stories, but you like cramp up and start dying within like 10 minutes. Not even that.
Yeah.
So let's see.
And okay, San Andreas is where they introduced the swimming thing, right?
Yeah.
And then Liberty City Stories comes out after Vice or San Andreas, but you still couldn't fucking swim.
Maybe everybody in like the pre-90s didn't know how to swim.
Well, no, in Vice City Stories you could still swim. Up until GTA 4, only the black guys could swim.
Oh, I see what they did there.
Exactly. Well, you know, that entire freaking gaming franchise is notorious for pissing off minority groups. So
yeah, it was really weird.
They managed to piss off prostitutes. How do you do that? Anyways, let's see. San Andreas. I think apart from that, I honestly haven't been playing much. I did start downloading Guns 2, though. I'm pretty excited to see if I can play that.
I played it, but I didn't think it was that good anymore.
I don't know. I might give it a shot.
Anyways, I think that's mostly all I've got.
Yeah.
I also beat Mass Effect, the first one, again, but that was a few weeks ago. Yeah. So.
Nice, nice.
It's a sore subject between me and Talon. Brody knows why.
Yeah, let's not get into that one.
Yeah.
Trevor, you want to go ahead?
I've been playing Starbound a lot. I found a bunch of Zelda theme items, like Ocarina, a sword that shoots swords.
I want those.
That sounds
awesome.
I
want Zelda themed items.
I made a grappling hook. I got Durasteel. Let's see. Just got Guild Wars 2. Haven't played that yet. Made my character, and I've been playing all day since it opened, the Elder Scrolls Online beta, and that's pretty much.
Right on.
Random question, not related to the show. Is he cutting out, or is that something on my end? What the fuck is going on?
No, it's
you know, I'm actually glad you brought that up, because that happens a lot, and I think, because Trevor uses push to talk for his, and I think it might just be him subconsciously releasing the button a little early.
It was really like,
well,
just
that, and you know, push to talk is the only way to get it, because if I have an open mic the whole time, between Brody's open mic and my open mic, there would be so much feedback that.
Yeah, because we're 2 feet away.
Yeah.
Look, all it is Brody Man stopping Trevor from talking. He's just protecting all of us.
I cannot actually turn down his
mic. You're just over there like unplugging him when he's not looking and putting it back in.
Whenever I tell him that I'm going to turn off his mic, I it's just a joke because I can't actually do that.
Well,
until I get my new mixer.
Why do you have to tell everyone that? I'm going to start talking about Nazis and Ukraine and Godzilla attacks. I'm looking at Corey for this one entirely.
Yeah, I'm looking at Corey for that one too.
Hey, somebody's got to watch what's going on in the world. I mean, otherwise you guys wouldn't know about the Godzilla movie, and I'd be very mad at you because you're my friends.
Oh,
I knew about the new trailer before you did. I tagged you.
Okay, Trevor, I actually seen it, but I didn't have a chance to share it because I caught it on
gentlemen.
One of the kaiju boards that I monitor.
I caught it like
done here. Done, guys.
As soon as they released it.
Drop it. Okay, let's go.
No, we're good.
Anyway.
We're good. The same day, though.
I'm not sure if Talon has gone.
No. I'm here.
He didn't even get to say his name, so.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not sure
he just started cackling like a witch.
No,
I don't mean gone as in, like, not here anymore. I mean gone as in, like, relate to us your gaming week.
Well, gaming week. Not a whole lot in terms of video games. In terms of role playing game, quite a bit.
Elaborate, sir.
Well, mostly Pathfinder, because everyone in the state of Rhode Island only plays Pathfinder and D&D and finds the idea of playing any other system morally reprehensible.
I don't think it's that. I think because it's much the same here in Illinois. Well, around the Ottawa area, anyway.
It can't be helped.
It can. It's just finding the right people to play the right games. Because honestly, I think it's just because the D&D / Pathfinder D20 system is the easiest to learn.
I could argue that, but it's the most recognizable for sure.
Yeah, and I think that also has a big part to do with it.
Yeah. But no, actually, I'm going to contradict myself and say, in one of the games where there is a Dark Heresy game about to be started up, and for those of you who don't know, Dark Heresy is there is a Warhammer 40K role playing game, and they have different kinds of games. So in Dark Heresy, you play as agents of the Imperial Inquisition, and you root out heretics and mutants and demons and all that kind of stuff. And there's one called Death Watch, where you play as Space Marines. And then Only War, you play as the Imperial Guard. Black Crusade, you play as Agents of Chaos. Rogue Trader, you play as Rogue Traders.
Obviously.
Who are basically space conquistadors. I'm sure I'm missing one other, but in Dark Heresy, right now I'm building two characters because I don't know which one to play as. One is a ex-Imperial Guardsman, and he goes by the name of Tyrone Magic Fingers. Because in the Imperial Guard, he was known as one of the best snipers in his whole regiment. Now, assuming our DM, who I know very well as a friend, will look at me and say, Talon, this is a grim, dark setting. I do not want you to play as Tyrone Magic Fingers, who I really want to play as. I will probably go with a Sister of Battle, because they start off with a bolter and power armor. And normally when you start off with Dark Heresy, you don't start off with that. A power armor? A bolter? That's ridiculous. And they also the Sisters of Battle also have these things called like faith powers, which is basically – it's exactly what they sound like. They are faith powers where you can like ignore the horrifying effects of a nearby demon, or you can just like ignore a fear test. So when your DM says the creepy cultist looks at you, he doesn't have a face, make a fear test, and I can just say, nope, I'm going to spend a fate point. I ain't scared. So I will either play as Tyrone Magic Fingers or Sister Nova. I kind of want to play as the first one.
Okay, since you're probably going to get to play a Pathfinder game before I ever will, I bequeath to you a request, sir.
Okay.
I want you to create a character named Giggles McGumdrop.
Giggles Mc... Okay, I am taking note as you speak.
Yes, Giggles McGumdrop.
It has to be
No, it is a halfling barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
Female.
All right.
The fiercest barbarian in the land.
Fiercest barbarian.
Yes.
In all the land. A gnome instead of
in,
a halfling. It's funnier.
Galarian.
Has to be a halfling.
Okay.
Why does that have to be a halfling?
And my retort to this is Talon, this is an inside joke, obviously. Honk, honk.
Hong Kong, yes.
Hong Kong,
okay.
Yes.
Meta jokes are horrible.
And you have a Care Bear rainbow painted on your armor.
Care Bear, painted on armor and face.
That's better than the Care Bear rainbow. The Care Bear itself.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay. You can have a Care Bear itself painted on your armor,
huh?
Or the rainbow. I'm not. Either one works. Just Giggles my gumdrop. Halfling or gnome, don't care which at this point. Barbarian, fiercest barbarian in the land.
Okay.
So,
all right, I will probably do this.
And I want notes.
I just want to say something real quick while I notice it. Oh my god, on my other character, I never noticed the size difference on this character. Holy shit, between the half giant.
Yeah, Lyris Titanborn in the Elder Scrolls Online is really tall.
She's a half giant. And I'm being usually a Nord, an Altmer, or an orc, I never noticed the height difference between the half giant, but now that I'm a wood elf.
I've actually made myself a really tall Altmer, so I didn't really notice the height difference. But I did make myself a wood elf at one point during an earlier beta. So I was really short compared to her. Well, no, once the game comes out, man, I'm playing as Imperial because I got myself the Imperial edition.
Imperial is best.
So I just like to make a quick side note. Talon is forever naming all of our video game characters ever.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I can.
Well, yeah. Well, Broder Man, I will say, if I can clear out some red tape and ask the right people and blackmail others and bribe government officials, I might be able to. It's not a matter of might. I will get that game of Pathfinder up.
Yeah, we are, as in some of us here on the podcasting team, and possibly also some people on the writing team, I'm not sure, are planning on starting a game via Skype of Pathfinder. And we're gonna record it and put it up on the YouTubes.
Current membership is Brody Man here and
yep.
Corey.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So if any of our listeners out of the like five or six of you that are interested, you can send us an email at podcast@88gamer.net if you want in on a Skype Pathfinder game.
Yeah.
Right on.
We just need two more players. That's all we need. And Saturdays – also, by the way, Saturdays have reopened up for me because I'm relatively caught up to my classes now, so I don't have to take Saturdays to school. Cool. So Saturdays do work now. Now we just need players.
Yes, indeed. Again, podcast@idiotgamer.net if you want in on a game, because we've been trying to get this going for months.
Yes.
But if everybody else is finished, I suppose I should go on with my gaming week, such as it is, because there really isn't a whole lot going on there. I have been playing Prototype on my Xbox.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah, because I do love that game. It reminded me a lot of Spider-Man Web of Shadows, although I suppose it would be more accurate to say I'm not sure which game reminded me of the other one, because they're both pretty much the exact same game, only one has Spider-Man and one doesn't.
Yeah, they are. I mean, infections raise both towns, one just happens to be...
Don't recall Spider-Man growing a blade out of his arm and killing a bunch of infected people, though.
No, but it's
like I said, one has Spider-Man and one doesn't.
Yeah, but it's also, if you think about it, it's pretty much the same premise. I mean,
yeah.
Alex gets infected with whatever the government or that company released, and then, you know, Spider-Man gets the symbiote again, and you can switch between the two.
Yeah, and it has pretty much the exact same plot. And it's the exact same city. The story progresses in almost the exact same way. And aside from that, a little bit of Guild Wars 2 here and there. Elder Scrolls Online beta this weekend. I did get myself a Link Between Worlds Special Edition 3DS XL with the game, A Link Between Worlds. I was at GameStop earlier today. Looking to buy, you know, separately a used 3DS and a used copy of A Link Between Worlds. And then Jim, my buddy, the manager at our GameStop, is like, And he opens up a drawer and out comes the mystical and pretty 3DS XL Special Edition Legend of Zelda bundle. And I was like, yay. And he's like, I had it set aside for myself, but there's no way I'm going to be able to afford it. And I already have the game. So, here. Exactly.
Did game pipe organs and shit play in your mind when that happened? Because...
A little bit.
And then you woke up and you cried for like half an hour.
No, I took it home and I was like, I don't even really kind of want to open it because the box is just pretty.
Don't do it, Brody.
I know that feeling when you just want to tear open a box, but it's like, but I bought this for the box, not for the contents inside.
No, I did buy it for the contents inside.
Who the hell would spend that kind of money on a box?
Talent,
not, right?
Not me, of course. No.
Fucking intern.
No, I bought it for the content inside, but the box itself is pretty. So I opened the box very slowly and carefully. And I'm just going to, you know, keep the content in the box when I'm not using said content. But I haven't actually had gotten around to playing the game yet, but I do have it installed because when you get the special edition bundle, it's a downloadable copy of the game. It's not an actual physical copy. So I downloaded it, but I haven't actually gotten around to playing it yet. I'll probably plan on playing it after show. I mean, juggling between that and Elder Scrolls Online.
Here's another question for our audience, if they'll ever reply to us.
Nope.
That's not the question, but...
They won't.
Have you guys ever bought anything in the past going, you know, like a comic book or a game or whatever, anything? You're like, this thing's not going to be worth anything any day. And then you, like, get rid of it, and then you're like, oh my god, I wish I would have kept that.
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, that was me at the Walking Dead comics when they were brand new.
I think everybody has at one point.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm never going to use this again, or I'm never going to play this game again, or, you know, whatever. And 20 years later, maybe not even that long. 5 years later, 10 years later, you're like, fuck.
Yeah. For me, it's more like a week later or like a day later.
Seller's remorse. You're just like, you know,
yep.
I have the urge to play that game again. I get that. I get that more than anything.
That's why I don't trade in my games.
It's more, you know, well, I'll trade in my games just because, you know, not so much anymore because I have over 200 games on Steam. But, you know, when my game collection was still relatively small, I would trade in some of my Xbox games just because I wanted to play something new. And I would play something new, and then I'd be like, wow, kind of want to play that old game that I traded in again now.
You know what
I mean? So then I would, you know, buy that back, and yeah. It was a vicious fucking circle.
I did that.
But now I have over 200 games on Steam that I can't trade in if I wanted to. So
they're making sure you don't have buyer's remorse because they make it $2 and you can't sell it. So
exactly. But I think we should get on with news if Everybody's done.
Yeah, that took us like 30, 40 minutes.
I'm going to go. Hooten
hollering.
I'm going to go first here. So.
Yeah, you've got a couple bits you want to talk about that aren't necessarily in the notes.
I do. Yeah, they're not. None of the things I want to talk about are in the notes.
All right, so go ahead and talk about stuff.
Okay. News bit number one. The guy from Ghostbusters died. I can't remember his name, but it's right.
Yeah, Harold Ramis is dead. That was actually – that should have been in the notes, but wasn't.
So a good thing I remembered that. He was also in the movie Stripes, which I love that movie.
He's been in a lot of fucking movies, dude.
Yep. Okay, and I'm going to go
for – speaking of, not to go off on a tangent or anything, but just, you know, quick mention dating slightly back to my week in gaming. When I did first hear that news, I went home and I played the Ghostbusters game.
That's awesome. I watched the movie Stripes, and it was
right on.
Was sad.
I sat at home. Didn't really affect me much.
You bastard.
What can I say?
You heartless yeah. person, you. All right, anyway, continue.
Okay, I'm going to go on a minute, approximate minute, discussion about the Godzilla trailer.
You're being timed.
Okay. They released the new theatrical trailer for Godzilla this past week. It is fucking amazing. They showed the past, the 1950s. It's true to, like, the original movie. They talked about how the atomic tests were not actually atomic tests. They were trying to kill Godzilla. And every time they detonated a nuke on him, it didn't do anything to him. So apparently this new rendition of Godzilla can survive nuclear fucking explosions, and that's scary.
Good for him.
What else? The new monsters, they showed one of them for like 3 seconds. It ripped some F-22s out of the air. And generally it showed a bunch of panicking people, and the guy from Breaking Bad was in the trailer as well.
Bryan Cranston.
Yep. He was in the trailer. And
yeah, my roommate was telling me that earlier this morning when we were running our errands. He's like, Bryan Cranston's in the new Godzilla. I was like, yeah, I know. Corey won't shut up about it.
Yep, I won't shut up about it either. You guys have to rip my throat out.
I would just like to say this is slightly changing.
What?
Well, if it's saying it existed before the nuclear test, that means it's not created by them.
Yeah, well, they didn't say that his atomic breath wasn't a side effect, so we have to, you know, watch the movie to find that out. But, yeah, that's a very good point. And if this movie makes enough bank, and I think it's going to make a lot of bank, they will – Toho said they would authorize the use of other monsters from their franchise for a future movie.
Right on.
And that's my Godzilla bit. What else did I have? This is a couple of weeks old, but I was in my email thing and just found it out. Apparently Kickstarter got hacked, and
– yeah, I had heard about that as well. Kickstarter got hacked. No credit card information or any financial information
was
compromised. But you know, if you haven't done so already and you have a Kickstarter account, go change your password.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do it right now. Just, like, stop listening for a minute.
No.
Just like put it on pause.
Leave it going in the background and go change this.
Because you're not going to be able to pay attention because, you know, we talked about that earlier.
Yep.
Just, you know, put it on pause and then go change your password real quick and then come back and press play again. Go do that right now. Go on. We'll wait. Anyway, continuing.
I'm actually done.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Oh, right on.
Yep. Yeah. No.
That was actually shorter than I expected it to be.
Yeah. Yep. All right, should we go on with the news?
Yeah. That kind of was
not
news, but cool.
But you
get
it, the stories.
Yeah. We've got a couple different things. There really wasn't a whole lot this week that I could find that was particularly interesting. So we're going to kind of cut this a little short-ish. I mean, depending on how many tangents we go on, depending on the headlines.
Too many.
Trevor, I know, is kind of looking forward to Dark Souls 2.
Fuck yeah.
And Dark Souls 2, according to this, I think it's a rumor. It's an advertisement from Bandai, but I'm not really sure if we should put a whole lot of stock into it. It says the game will be released on PC on April 25th. Here's why I say that we shouldn't put a whole lot of stock into it. Amazon had it listed for May 31st, but here's the thing with that. Anytime any online retailer has a game listed for the last date in a month, then you should probably just disregard it, because that usually means they have no fucking idea and they're just putting a date there to put a date there. Here's another thing, is games usually get released, in North America anyway, on a Tuesday. It's April 25th is a Friday.
That is unusual.
May 31st is a Saturday. I'm sorry, Mara, go ahead.
Somebody else get a little pissed that's released on a Tuesday, by the way? Let me get the weekend off.
It's a little weird that games are released on Tuesdays. I don't quite get it myself, but...
God damn, when I get a fucking... I really had this one. When I get Infamous 2, I don't want to have to sit here and go to work the next day.
Yeah, right? Like, and it's especially kind of dickish for, like, you know, kids who are in school, which the majority of the gaming market is aimed towards, you know,
younger
children.
Generation. Yeah.
Yeah. Not necessarily, like, children, but a younger generation.
Younger.
Boys and girls younger than ourselves. I'm almost 30 years old.
They're also more mature, usually, but...
I know, right? Funny how that works. But it's on a Tuesday, and then, like, you know, kids have school and whatnot, and there's like, yay, I got this game, but I can't play it until the fucking weekend. I guess it builds anticipation or something.
That's just pissy. I get really mad about that.
Right? I don't know. I don't know what the reasoning is. If anybody knows, please tell us. It'd be kind of interesting. I want to know. Why the fuck are games released on Tuesdays?
Tell us. This isn't a thing you can ignore. Tell us, or I swear to God,
right?
Secure Gator is coming.
Yep.
And Secure Gator is coming for every single one of you.
You think I'm playing, but nah, he will fuck your shit up. He will ruin your day if you don't tell us. He will drink your booze and eat your leg.
But anyway, Namco themselves have actually said via Twitter that they have not announced a release date, but they will quote-unquote have more on it soon. So... I'm taking both of these release dates with a complete grain of salt. I wouldn't get overexcited. As far as I'm concerned, they're just rumors at this point in time. So there's that.
I'm pretty excited for it. Honestly, I played the first Dark Souls, and I sucked at it incredibly bad. But I still really want to play the second one, too. It's kind of-
yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to the game. It's just, I really, you know, I'm not going to get overexcited when I see a release date until I know for a fact that that's actually the fucking release
date.
Yeah,
I'm probably not going to get it at first either, with budget and the fact that I really want Evil Within. Because, you know, if I don't, CJ will take it, and I need to do that, so.
Yeah. And, you know, the next big gaming... release aside from Elder Scrolls Online that I'm looking forward to is Watch Dogs.
Oh yeah,
you know, that's yep. That's gonna be my thing. Watch Dogs is gonna be, oh my god, I'm gonna play that forever.
I'm pretty happy about it.
But speaking of rumors, we have another rumor that may interest some of you, will probably interest more of you than it should. Evidently, again, just a rumor, but evidently there's a new Batman game that may be announced soon. A new shot of a Batman banner that's supposed to be going up in GameStop stores on March 3rd has been leaked by an unnamed GameStop employee.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yes.
When they find out who did that.
When they find out who did that, either action will be taken or action will not be taken, because we're still not sure if this is true.
What kind of assumption it will or won't be taken? Yeah, that applies to everything.
It's called plausible deniability. May or may not be taken.
The world may end tomorrow or may not. See, I just predicted what's going to happen tomorrow. 100% accuracy.
Yeah. See, now,
yep,
like,
exactly. Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah,
that's exactly what that
cat.
Is. Schrodinger's cat.
See, I've actually got a way to solve this. I mean, like, not right this very second, because it's too late right now. But tomorrow, I could go to GameStop, because my good buddy Jim is the manager over there. And I could be like, hey, what can you tell me about this?
Wouldn't he get in trouble, though, if he came on the podcast and told us about that?
I wouldn't ask him to do it on any official record, so, like, I wouldn't have him come on the show.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
But I could just, you know, go to the store and just be like, hey, what's up? I hear about a new Batman game?
And this is where Brody gets hit with a drone. I'm just going by GameStop.
Damn, GameStop, you're not playing around anymore.
Right? GameStop owns UAVs now? What the hell?
Everybody has one. Even I have one.
I'm imagining Brody, like, is going to GameStop and, like, there's, like, noir music playing and everything's black and white and it's raining. And then he has, like, an inner monologue about, like, some stuff. And then he comes in and he's like, hey, you know the news. It's, like, right out of like Sin City. Like that.
Out of all the GameStops in all the world, he has to call. He has to walk into mine.
You just made this into like a gay love story.
I know, right?
I'm writing fan fiction about this as we speak.
The intern strikes again.
It's going to be posted. It's going to be posted on fanfiction.net.
The intern
if that website
is being
still
very
exists.
Productive right now.
If fanfiction.net still exists, it will be be posted on.
You have no idea. It totally still does.
Does it, dude? Because I was on that site. I actually wrote some fan fiction like 15 years ago.
I'm going to have a fucking heart attack.
I'm going to have to go find this now because I'm really curious about this site and Birdie Man's involvement.
Dude, it was a short story that I never finished. It was supposed to be a crossover between Duke Nukem and Doom.
I don't know if I'm interested or saddened by that.
I don't know. It was just an idea I had like 15 years ago. I was like, hey, this sounds cool. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Time to flood the internet with my crazy ideas.
Exactly. That's what the internet is for. Flooding it with crazy ideas.
Mine was about a love story between two Spartans and Halo. And this was a long time ago before I became a total nerd to Halo canon. I was like, Spartans can't get married if you're low.
This was before that happened?
Well, and then I made a more recent fan fiction of Adventure Time.
And then our fans
you need
found
to
out
share this with me because I need to read it.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Hey,
I just want to let the fans know that, yes, we really are all that desperate and lonely.
Yes, we are.
Even though some of us have girlfriends, we are all still pretty desperate and lonely.
Yes, we are.
That's Although, humanity as a whole.
I will take this opportunity to say this. If any of you ever writes a My Little Pony fan fiction, I will punch you in the face.
All right, no. Let's get one thing straight, all right? There is a difference between people who enjoy the show and bronies.
Talon, do you enjoy the show?
Yes, they're called females.
I watched the show. I didn't mind it. I wouldn't call myself a fan of the show. It's just, it's not bad.
Get in your corner. Security will be
like, go to your room.
It's like, I'm already in my room. But it's like, if people watch the Powerpuff Girls, like, oh, the Powerpuff Girls for girls. It's like, no, it's not.
No, Powerpuff Girls.
That show was awesome.
That show was the shit. I have not yet seen I guess you could call it a remake.
It's kind of terrible.
It's essentially the same show, just looks different.
It's more of an anime.
I've seen the art style, and it looks a little bit more interesting, more.
Well, that's like basically saying, oh, guys can't watch Powerpuff Girls because they're female superheroes. That's essentially saying, oh, guys can't read Wonder Woman comic books.
Right. Yeah. So it's no different from, like,
But these are ponies, man.
There's a firm difference.
No. These
are ponies with, like, homosexual, like, innuendo there. Rainbow.
It's not even that. It's not even that because nobody cares about that. It's the fact that this show has blatantly, and I can't stress the word blatantly enough because I can't find a better word, been marketed towards a small female audience.
Yes.
And when I say small female, I mean like 3-year-old.
Yeah, but that's fine. But people shouldn't still like go after people who enjoy the show and like, you're God, you're not supposed to enjoy. Like if
a grown dude in his 20s likes ponies, I have no words to describe it.
Okay, then don't have a word.
Not even that.
But I'm not going to say the word.
You can be a grown dude in your 20s who likes ponies. You know, that's your thing. That's cool. Whatever, you know?
But it's not weird. It's no more weird than a full-grown man enjoying Pokemon, which is not aimed towards adults.
It's not weird until you start shoving it in everybody's face.
Well, good test, too.
Which
bronies tend to do a lot.
Tangent!
Not all of them. Not even most of them, because there's not a national statistic of bronies who shove the show in people's faces. It's a subjective thing.
I suppose, yeah, okay, but in a lot of people's experience, my statement is true.
I'll give you guys one. I went to Anime Central in 2012, and here's what happened. There was a brony.
Okay.
And I have a buddy that likes the show. And, you know, he was whatever. He bought a Rainbow Dash coat and was like, yep, I'm cosplaying as Rainbow Dash. He was just like, whatever, you know. All the people are taking this picture, right? And I fucking decked out as Adrian Shepard from Half-Life Posing Force. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Are you, like, from Resident Evil or something? I'm like, no. Anyways, but, you know, we go into this food court area, and what ends up happening is this dude walks up to my buddy, fist pounds him, and he's like, "Brony." He looks at me and he goes, he looks at me and he's like, "Subhuman filth." And I was like, "You better shut your goddamn mouth, you fucking hero." I
subhuman?
Ripped his fucking throat out. Yeah, he called me subhuman. My buddy is just like
horrible.
I've never had a pleasant conversation with a brony. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like I would be cool with them if they weren't dicks.
Well, I have more than a few friends who are fans of the show, and they like never told me until it was kind of like casually brought up, and they're like, "Yeah, I watched it, so I enjoy it." I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's fine."
See, every single one that I've ever been in contact with has been all like in your face about
so,
it.
I feel sorry.
I'm not going to lie, I still find the obsession with it to be extremely creepy, but I'm not going to...
It's a little weird.
Yeah. Obsession
it's,
with it.
It's a little weird.
Yes.
But, you know, if that's your thing, it's cool. Just don't be a douche about it.
It's...
That's all I'm saying.
I just acknowledge that there are plenty of fans of the show who are not weird about it, and they don't shove it in your face. They just enjoy it.
I have yet to meet one.
See, there lies the problem. We don't know they exist because they don't talk about
yes.
it.
Yes.
Well, so they talk about it, they're douchebags. Yeah.
We don't know that they exist because we have not yet met one.
Oh, then go find one.
Yeah, Brody, this is an official request. Because you're gonna edit this all later, anyways.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, we're gonna edit some of this.
Question.
No, I'm not.
This is tangent within a tangent within a tangent, Corey. Go on.
We are in a tangent, but you know what?
It's
that's
a
okay because
goddamn tangent the size of a fucking hurricane. How do we stretch this?
Fine, because we're almost out of time, and I say almost because we still have a couple things to get to.
Please, for the love of God, edit my ASUN story out.
No.
Yeah.
I probably will, but.
Yeah.
No, I probably will.
No, you have to edit it out and then leave the clip that you just had there because it won't make any sense to anybody. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I probably won't edit this until Sunday. But anyway, one of our last little headline things that we have to get to, our buddy George brought this up to me, but I had previously heard about it before he brought it up to me. They're evidently reducing the price of the Xbox Ones in the UK. Right now you can get a Titanfall Special Edition Xbox One for the same price as you could get a regular fucking Xbox One.
Is that really just in the UK? I thought that was here too.
Well, no, it's here too, but they're actually dropping the price of the standard Xbox One in the UK.
Well,
I don't know what they're dropping it to, and I can't be bothered to look right now. There's no word as of yet as to whether or not they're going to be dropping the price here in the United States. I do think that they probably will because the Xbox One isn't really selling all that well as far as I know. I know that Microsoft is kind of leading in the whole like software department.
Yeah.
As far as Xbox One goes, like they're selling more games, but they're not selling as many consoles.
Here's one for you, Brody. When I went in to get Battlefield 4, they're all like, "Do you want an Xbox One?" I'm like, "Nah, buddy." My buddy Will works at, not Will that you know, Talon, but a different Will. He's from Australia and moved here. Really cool guy. I'll talk to him about, you know, RTS games because that's what I'm into. And anyways, he's like, "Yeah, man, I've been here for a while. You know, I remember when you first came in the store." I was like, "Yeah. I remember that too. You're a pretty cool guy and stuff." He's like, "Man, we can't sell these things. They won't sell." He's like, "If I could give you a 50% off or a 75% off discount on an Xbox One, I would do it, but I would totally lose my job and I can't do that." I'm like, "Yeah, no."
Yeah, that's – I mean, dude, if I got offered 75% off on an Xbox One, I would totally take that.
I would.
Yeah, no, well, I would have too. Because you know what I would have did then? I would have put it on fucking eBay and resold it and made money.
That's
got a PS4.
Well, no, that's probably the only circumstance in which I would get an Xbox One. Because like I said earlier, I think on the last show, unless I either get an Xbox One or seriously upgrade my computer, I'm probably going to never get to fucking play Titanfall.
Yeah, that makes me sad for you.
Yeah, and I really want to play Titanfall. So if I got offered 75% off on an Xbox One, I would get to fucking play Titanfall, and that would make me happy. But I'm not going to pay $500 for an Xbox One just so I can fucking play Titanfall.
No, I don't get the whole thing about Titanfall. Every time Xbox One's brought up, "Oh, we have Titanfall," I don't even like the fucking idea. I don't like shooters. What are you doing?
It's
like going up to a vegetarian and saying, I'm having more than for dinner.
Oh my God. They get so pissed about that too.
That's fun to do.
There's
though.
A firm difference yeah. there, but you get the idea though.
Yeah, like, though they get so pissed at that.
I get what you're trying to get at, but going up to a vegetarian saying I had a steak for dinner is a little bit more fun.
It's like trying to get them jealous though about it. I just don't get it. Well,
Titanfall is a little bit more than a shooter. I mean,
I know it looks good, and I'm not saying it's not going to be a good game. I know I wouldn't like it. So bringing it up every time the Xbox One's brought up doesn't make me want an Xbox One. It makes me not give a shit.
I still have to find out if George has actually played the Titanfall beta yet and find out whether or not he enjoyed it, and possibly get him to do a write up of it for the website.
Oh, Georgie.
I would
right. Hey George, I know you're going to listen to the show.
Yeah.
What do you think about Titanfall?
You and the other two or three people actually listen.
I know, right? We don't have an audience. We have like a small handful of random listeners.
We have
George.
Likes. That's it. I'm not complaining, certainly, but that's
yeah. We do have a significant. I wouldn't say significant, but we have a relatively decent-ish number of likes on Facebook.
Interact in the group. Say something random like, hey, how's it going, motherfucker?
Yeah, and like if the same amount of people who actually liked our page on Facebook listened to our show, I would not feel so shitty about spending $25 a month for a fucking podcast server.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
come on.
You know, there's that.
Don't you want to interact with people? I mean, isn't that, like, fun?
I know! I mean, you know, the people who are sitting there listening to this podcast right now.
Well, thank you, but...
Yes, thank you for listening, number one.
Yes.
But number two, I mean, this would be so much more fun for us and for you if you were to, you know, drop us an email, leave us feedback, tell us that we suck, you know, and tell us why we suck, because I'm pretty sure we suck.
Brody Man here cannot take another bit of rejection, all right? Trevor already tells him no to everything he asks. So just let him have this.
I'm pretty sure that we, you know, I mean, I'm pretty open to feedback at this point in time as to, you know, how we can improve the show. So, yeah.
Just fucking send us an email, message, whatever. Post anything we post on the Facebook page.
Well, one person said something when I did the whole try to give away my beta key that I got.
Oh, yeah?
But he already had a beta key.
Mm.
And
yeah, I've been trying to get people, like, I posted on my own page, too, but no one seemed interested. I blame the goddamn bronies. I mean, the vegetarians.
Yeah.
Well, we all know who I blame.
Yeah.
The starfish people?
You know what,
damn
though?
It,
I will
Brody,
say this.
It's all your fault.
Tofu is really good, so.
It's your face's fault.
Good job, vegetarians.
Tofu is good, actually.
Good job on that for vegetarians. You guys have awesome tofu. Some good shit. Anyway, sorry. I just had to acknowledge that.
It's
Chipotle.
Good.
Tofu burrito at Chipotle, and it was amazing.
Sounds amazing. Anyways.
Anyway. All right, that's about our time. For quest update, I'm Brody.
I'm Corey.
I'm Morat, this time I'm sure.
I'm Trevor.
And I'm Talon.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Make sure you drop us feedback. Our email is podcast@idiotgamer.net. Once again, thanks for listening, and have a great one.
I wonder why they don't reply to us. Goddamn. You can't even get the fucking email right.
I know, right?